From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Since the public release of a congressional report on intelligence and law enforcement failures leading up to the September 11th attacks, 27 blacked-out pages of the 900-page study have drawn the most attention. Those pages document financial support for terrorism by Saudi Arabia, according to widespread newspaper and broadcast reports. No details have officially been made public, despite requests by the Saudi government and some lawmakers to declassify the entire report. Josh Meyer of the Los Angeles Times has interviewed officials familiar with the classified section of the 9/11 report. Josh is in the studio to tell us what he's learned. Good morning, Josh.
Hi, Leanne.
What is the gist of the content of the 27 redacted pages?
Well, the gist of it is that it documents links between the Saudi government, purportedly, according to people that are familiar with it, and the hijacking plot of September 11th. Maybe not the hijackers specifically, but at least people that are very directly involved with the hijackers when they were living in the United States.
You actually reported that it deals with, in part, two Saudi men who, while based in the United States, provided support to two of the 9/11 hijackers. Who were these men, and what kind of support did they provide?
Well, I mean, we have documented in the press significant ties between these two men. They're Omar al-Bayoumi and another guy named Osama Basnan, whose ties are much more murky, but Bayoumi has been very suspicious. He met two of the hijackers after attending a closed-door meeting at the Saudi embassy in Los Angeles, met the hijackers at a restaurant, and then persuaded them to move to San Diego. This is right after they got to the United States. And there he provided them with financial aid, a translator, and a lot of other help at the same time that he was receiving money from the Saudi government.
Does the report make links between these two Saudi men and the Saudi government? Or were they agents of the royal family?
Well, FBI agents, at least FBI informants, certainly believe that at least Bayoumi was an agent of the Saudi government. And the classified pages, from what people that are familiar with them are saying, is that Basnan also is suspected of at least possibly being a Saudi agent.
Another issue reportedly covered in the 27 pages is the role of Saudi-based charities in funding terrorism. What did you learn about what the report has to say on that?
Well, I think some of the most explosive elements of the 27 classified pages, according to people familiar with them, is the charity element of it, in the sense that the Saudi royal family, which runs the government, has overseen and possibly helped in the funding of hundreds of millions of dollars to very, very suspect charities and other organizations that funnel the money to terrorist organizations, including al-Qaeda, and that some of that money might have ended up in funding the September 11th plot.
So does the report then tie any of these charities to members of the Saudi royal family?
Well, it does, again, from what I'm told, in the sense that, especially in the sense that the Saudi royal family oversees all charities as regulatory members of the government. But there's also people like Prince Nayef, who's the interior minister of Saudi Arabia, who's essentially their John Ashcroft. He's head of counterterrorism and law enforcement, and for years and years, he's drawn the suspicion of the FBI and other elements of the U.S. government for his potential ties to funding terrorism.
Now, some of the allegations apparently contained in the classified section of the report, they're partial and they're inconclusive. They're open to interpretation. What kind of efforts are currently being made to learn more about the Saudi role in international terrorism?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, we're right now trying to get the Saudis' help in going after al-Qaeda, and finally, after a series of bombings May 12th, the Saudis are finally cooperating with the United States. So on the one hand, they're trying to cooperate with the Saudis. On the other hand, they are very, very concerned about this. In fact, in the congressional report, they asked the FBI and the CIA to use all due urgency to investigate potential ties between the Saudi government and terrorism, saying that it was a matter of national security. So we'll see.
Well, you've reported that the officials you spoke with have agreed that the public release of these pages would have devastating consequences for U.S.-Saudi relations. What difference does it make if details are emerging in reporting that's being done by you and by others?
Well, I think that some people are thinking that the report will stay secret and classified forever. I think President Bush has said that it might be years before it's released. But clearly, there are people in Congress very concerned about the what's identified in the report, and they want it released. So I think it's going to come out sooner rather than later. So I'm not sure if it helps if the media does it or if Congress does it.
I want to go to another part that you have about the FBI's failure to trace clues back to the Saudis before 9/11. What have you learned? What do these pages say?
Well, I'm told that that could be one of the most embarrassing parts of the report, in the sense that the FBI and other parts of the U.S. government missed clear signs leading back to Riyadh, signs leading back from the hijackers and some of their associates, including Bayoumi, and members of the Saudi government, including potentially members of the Saudi royal family, and that they didn't follow those aggressively and really try to trace the ties to see where they lead.
So, finally, a delegation of U.S. officials investigating the Saudi financing of terrorism is traveling to the kingdom today. What do they hope to accomplish?
Well, I mean, people that are familiar with that trip told me that they have a list of suspects that they're handing over to the Saudi government and asking them to question these people, possibly arrest some of them, shut down a few businesses, and that they want to show that they're very concerned about it and that they need to crack down far more aggressively than they have been on the financing of terrorism.
Josh Meyer reports on international terrorism for the Los Angeles Times, and he joined us in our studio this morning. Thank you very much for joining us, Josh.
Thanks, Leanne.